Marines and sailors with the 1st Marine Expeditionary Force have been participating in 1MEF Large-Scale Exercise 2016 at Marine Corps installations across Southern California. The exercise allows the 1MEF Command Element staff, its higher, adjacent, and subordinate commands, to practice large-scale conventional warfare operations against near-peer adversaries. Today, Major General David Kaufman, Deputy Commanding General of 1MEF, discuss several topics to include the Marine Corps' efforts to modernize its offensive and defensive cyber capabilities, the importance of maintaining command and control, and the overall role of 1MEF as America's expeditionary force in readiness.
1MEF is in the field here and across California training for the next big fight. That includes the 1MEF headquarters here at East Miramar and our major subordinate commands. Our ground combat element, 1st Marine Division, our aviation combat element, the 3rd Marine Aircraft Wing, our logistics element, 1st Marine Logistics Group, and our own headquarters support, 1st Marine Headquarters Group. What we're practicing for is the next big fight that will require the 1MEF flag as the senior tactical headquarters in the Marine Corps to deploy forward, employ all the capabilities of our largest Marine Air Ground Task Force, and defeat what we call a peer competitor. That is an enemy that's got the same kind of high technology capability, that has capability in the newly developing cyber domain, and is wicked and vicious in how they will confront us and attack us. This is a great opportunity for us to move the ball in where we're trying to go as a force of the future. Our Commandant has given us very specific direction in a number of areas related to that, and I'm happy to talk about that some more to give you some contact on where we're moving in those initiatives. 1MEF has two principal tasks. First, every day we generate forces from those major subordinate commands, typically formed into Marine Air Ground Task Force, and deploy them forward, primarily to the Pacific area and to the Middle East U.S. Central Command. Those forward deployed forces provide us forward deployed, forward presence capability day to day. They're prepared to go tonight in crisis response scenarios to buy decision space for our national leadership. And they also transition to what we call contingency response, which is a more measured approach to counter a threat or a potential threat. At that point, we don't have enough forward to get the job done. So 1MEF's second task is to be prepared to deploy at scale, including the commanding general, Lieutenant General Caparata, his general and special staff, his headquarters, and the major subordinate elements that I described. This could put 50,000 plus Marines and sailors under 1MEF command, prepare us to attach other elements, as we're practicing here, for example, with a Canadian formation, integrate with the host nation if we're invited, or with other joint partners if we're uninvited, and then prosecute a major campaign at this high end of what we call the range of military operations. That's the work we're doing out here. The Marines are doing a fabulous job. Everyone's getting a chance to work in their skill sets, whether it's setting up field showers, running the command and control architecture for the commanding general, or as a member of the staff, it's planning and prosecuting this campaign at this scale. A great opportunity for us that culminates over a year's work to get into what is a service Marine Corps sponsored large-scale exercise at MEF level. This is as big as we fight, and it's absolutely critical that we array the MEF in this fashion and get repetitions in this scale of work for major high-end warfighting. With that, I'm happy to take your questions or steer it toward another way to give you some other comments if you have particular areas of interest.
Right. Sure. So this is called a cyber exercise. What exactly are you doing here? I mean, when I think cyber, I think you could do it from California halfway across the world. If you're talking about computer networks, what exactly are you doing?
Great question. So the question pertains to the cyber domain. So what we're working on in the joint force across the National Defense Establishment is finding our way into this new domain of warfare that we call the cyber domain. And as you imply, it's not about bullets, it's not about range at close, because the ones and zeros in the computers can go around the world, up into space, etc. This is a problem we're attacking in this exercise and in other ways. For example, part of what we're doing here is to protect our network, so defense of the network. We are operating under the assumption that the CG and his staff would move forward to some degree. Some of that is still because of our belief in traditional leadership and warfighting methods, to get close, get in the correct theater, and get operating. So what you're seeing today is a simulation or an exercise that we are setting up the main command post forward. But you're correct, we're operating worldwide because we have support from our U.S. cyber command and cyber agencies that work in the cyber domain. We're exploring how we can utilize that capability. And again, back to my opening, premised under the idea that the cyber domain is now another contested battle space. So the boss's task is to be able to fight the MEF, fight one MEF in a contested cyber domain as a minimum standard to be able to defend his own network and operate and do his command and control, and even better, to be able to operate in there offensively or to be able to do things to exploit that domain in favor of his campaign plan. Is that close on that one?
Now, it's been a lot of time fighting two major land wars here. Now we're starting to all of a sudden hear a lot about cyber. Are you guys kind of playing catch up?
Great question. My personal view is yes, we are. And I think that's shared by our commandant. If you look at what he has in open press and elsewhere, he's recognized that the Marine Air Ground Task Force is not optimized for the future fight. I absolutely concede the premise of your question. We have spent 15 years now in sustained land campaigns, largely in what we call counterinsurgency type of environments. And we do not denigrate, we praise the service of our Marines and sailors. We mourn the losses, but what we're working on here is a horse of a different color. We're working on taking this back to the right end of range of military operations against someone who has all of these high-end tools at their disposal and will contest us across all these domains, including space and cyber. So yes, very important. That's why it's important, we think, to get the MEF level staff, the subordinate command staffs, and our senior leadership in the operating forces thinking about and working on how we're going to operate in that type of domain. The other word you've read and heard is we're talking about information warfare. Information warfare, which is still on its way toward a purer definition in the joint force and in our terms of art, but in layman's terms, it encompasses all of those different threads of how you approach a cyber domain. Your information operations, your defense of your network, all of those different parts. You may also hear discussion regarding the cognitive domain. We typically and traditionally have worked kinetically, which means we have an enemy, we blow them up with airplanes, tanks, or missiles. We recognize that that's not going to be enough if we are overmatched in lethality, range, or mass. So we are trying to be smarter than the enemy and apply across all domains and all capabilities a fighting force under the MEF leadership with friends, joint and combined partners, that allows us to take it to the enemy at that kind of scale and in that kind of environment. So I would encourage you to follow along with us as we try and figure out how to be more agile and competent in information warfare broadly and in cyber domain more narrowly. And back to the premise of your question, yes, we have work to do to catch up to this. I would take it one step further to vamp off of your question. When you walk around today, again, we have, for 15 years, we have more or less had a dominance in airspace, in space, in command and control, in intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance. We do not make that assumption in a future fight against a peer competitor. We think we're going to have to fight for that, and we may only hold it for periods of time. When you look at our field headquarters today, you will notice things like cami netting and concealed positions. And if you looked into the technical side, you would see similarly in a cyber domain, masking our signature, adjusting our emissions. These are all things in the information warfare or cyber domain space that allow us to protect and operate better, defend, so we can still balance that against traditional kinetic methods of taking it to the enemy.
So we think of cyber warfare, think of the Russians hacking the DNC. How does that play? Is there anything you do here, would that prevent an American company or organization from being assaulted from an outside force, the Chinese, the Russians, anything like that?
In terms of the, you're really taking me to a national level defense issues that are, or more properly, the realm of cyber command and national security agency. How that reflects down to us, we operate at the operational level of war, operational and tactical level. So it is a parallel. So for example, in this exercise, our red team, the bad guys, have capability to penetrate our networks, steal our information, spoof our information. So there is a war going on in the cyber domain, which replicates what you're describing at a national level. So inside our world, our command and control Marines built this network. This is the MEF's field network across classification levels. So again, our fundamental problem is we have to be able to defend our network and also be able to operate as it degrades back to what we call single channel radio, high frequency radio, or all the way to no communication based on mission type orders. So we do have a parallel effort to what you're describing that's really more properly national level in terms of defense of industry and federal level agencies.
But this is mostly about protecting the Marine Corps. If you're in a fight somewhere, protecting your system so you can continue on with the fight.
That's absolutely correct. And not just protecting ours, but also offering the correct level of decision maker, operations and activities to compete against the enemy in their domain. So in the same way that, I think with your questions, you've teed this up well, as far as a description of, that's what we're talking about a new domain of warfare. So it's not just fire and maneuver on air, land, and sea, it's also now fire and maneuver in a cyber domain that requires us to be agile, adept, and wicked smart about the technicals of how we do that to operate in that. But it does start with the defense of, so that we can do our command and control.
And so what can you tell us about what you've learned here?
Okay, what we've learned in that specific domain, first, is an easy answer and not a very good one. It's very hard. It's very hard. So it requires a terrific balance of technical capability to understand how that domain functions and how we can function in it. And it requires a new sense of warfighting and a new agility. We're very, very proud of our staff here at the MEF level and the staffs at our subordinate commands, some of which you've met and you'll see today, for thinking outside the box in terms of how to incorporate that work into our traditional methods of fires or fire and maneuver or our traditional battle space functions. It's very hard, but I would give an encouraging report that we're making good progress. As we look at our after-action reviews from this exercise when we finish in a few days, that's a particular aim point of our discussion. What did we learn about our defense in cyber, our offensive capability at cyber, and more broadly, how we pulled in this cognitive domain or information warfare idea in what is always a contest of wills in a fight? So have we broke the enemy's will? You can do that by killing a bunch of his stuff. You can do it by messing with his head. You can do it in a variety of ways. So this era of warfighting, we believe, takes us back to requiring a tremendous amount of agility, creativity, backstop by great technical proficiency in our systems and in basic warfighting fundamentals.
This is the largest of these exercises?
Yes. So as I think the major prepped up, one MEF has had a variety of tasks over the 15 years, including sending major formations forward. But one MEF is the largest scale MEF that the Marine Corps would produce. Now our counterpart MEFs, two MEF on the East Coast and three MEF in the Western Pacific, also exercise at large scale. So, but the premise is, and the Commandant's guidance is, that one MEF is his bid for success in terms of if we go to a major theater war, major combat operation. So, and as the PAO explained, we're doing that, we're able to do that by mixing live forces and then virtual or synthetic training environments. So we are focused not down at the tactical units in this particular exercise, we're focused up at the staffs, the commanders and staffs, and the systems work that would allow you to fight the 50,000 or so joint combined force, most of which is in simulation. So, important thing about that is that that allows us to get in and out cheap, because, back to my two tasks, most of our tactical level units are on cycles preparing for specific deployments to go forward, forward deployed, forward engaged, crisis response. So we have to figure out how to better use game simulation, et cetera, to train the big staffs that only deploy irregularly when the major theater war or major combat operations require it.